Hello, here we are once again on the third floor for a three-hour classical music mix featuring great choral, vocal, and instrumental selections. I'm your host, guide, and listening companion, Bill Cromwell. So very glad to be with you. One featured work per hour this week, beginning with my favorite Mass from Haydn, then a sonata for violin and piano by Edvard Grieg in the second hour, and finally a piano concerto by George Gershwin in this week's final hour. Along the way, we'll hear choral music by Handel and Gesualdo, arias for solo voice by Korngold and Purcell, and an instrumental work by Bach for double bass. I hope that whets your appetite for this week's listening adventure. The first hour begins and ends with choral music. We'll get to an excerpt from one of Handel's oratorios, but first up, the finale from Lucio Silla by Mozart. Primary performers include the Arnold Schoenberg Chorus with Concentus Musicus of Vienna, all conducted by Nicholas Harnoncourt. The world recently celebrated Mozart's 266th birthday, so the third floor will get into the act by opening the program with music from the beloved composer. I'm Bill Cromwell, happy to be with you and Mozart on the third floor.
Thank you.
Nicholas Harnoncourt leading the Arnold Schoenberg Chorus with Concentus Musicus of Vienna in music of Mozart and the finale from Lucio Silla, an early opera from the great composer who just celebrated a birthday, 266. We move on now to music for harp by Mariana Creti de Rocas, a fantasia on Bellini's Casta Diva. We'll hear Claudia Antonelli playing the harp for us. Thank you. Music for harp from Mariana Creti de Rocas, her Fantasia on Bellini's Casta Diva. We heard Claudia Antonelli playing the harp. I received so much positive feedback from last week's interview with cellist Hannah Sloan and the performances by her string quartet Eusebius. Their new recording is devoted to the works of Eric Korngold. Let's hear one of his arias now, performed by Beverly Sills. Had to find it. We've got Jesse Norman coming up later, and I couldn't remember which great famed soprano soloist was coming up. Beverly Sills now, with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Julius Rudel. And this piece from Korngold is called Joy That Near to Me Remained. Joy that near me remains, come to me, my true love. Night sinks into the grove. You are my light and day. Anxiously beats, heart on heart, hope itself soars heavenward.
Thank you.
Julius Rudell leading the London Philharmonic Orchestra in music of Eric Korngold and the aria Joy That Near to Me Remained with soprano Beverly Sills. Music of Eric Korngold 2 weeks in a row here on the third floor. Again, last week was my interview with Hannah Sloan, the cellist for Eusebius, and we played music from their new recording, their debut recording featuring Eric Korngold. Music of Haydn now, and the featured work of the first hour, the Missa Sancti Nicolae, the St. Nicholas Mass, composed in 1772 in honor of the name day of Haydn's benefactor, Prince Nicholas Esterhazy. For us, this work is an absolute joy and one of my personal favorites. I first heard it and performed it when I was 10 or 11. The usual sections of the Mass here with the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, Benedictus, and Agnus Dei. Let's enjoy a performance with Judith Nelson, soprano, Shirley Minty, contralto, Roger Covey Crump, tenor, David Thomas, bass, the Choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, and the Academy of Ancient Music, all conducted by Simon Preston.
Thank you.
from 1772, music of Franz Joseph Haydn and his Missa Sancti Nicolae. We heard Judith Nelson soprano, Shirley Minty contralto, Rogers Covey Crump tenor, David Thomas bass, the Choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, with the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Simon Preston. I don't need to plug Haydn at all, but I sometimes think that he gets a bit of a miss more than he should, because, I mean, all you have to do really is listen to that mass we just heard, and there's everything you could possibly want in a piece of music to me. And I've always enjoyed Haydn very much over the years. You might recall that we began with music of Mozart on this week's program and a chorus to his opera Lucio Silla. We conclude this first hour of the third floor with a choral segment from a Handel oratorio, Jephthah. Ye House of Gilead with One Voice. And we're going to hear a performance from the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers. Music of Handel to conclude this first hour of the third floor for this week. We heard Ye House of Gilead with One Voice, performed by the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers. I'm Bill Cromwell, your host of The Third Floor, and I'll be back in just a little bit with music from Carlo Gesualdo and Purcell, and we'll have the featured work of the second hour, a sonata for violin and piano from Edvard Grieg. Please stay with me.